Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Run out. I'm going to run back in the studio and be ready to talk about something. And then it all got derailed, and it started with me not getting yelled at. But I made a mistake, a common mistake, I'm sure. But I want to welcome into the studio the people I'm going to be talking to now. We got Jamie Sussman, is that right? Mm-hmm. And Courtney, your daughter, who are here. And you're here, you have your dog with you.
Yes.
Yes, your dog is that a, I want to say a brown something.
Chocolate.
A chocolate lab.
Yeah.
I knew it was, got the wrong word there. I'm a dog expert, and I knew that it was brown something. Now, okay, so I bumped into you guys in the hallway because you were here to, you sat down for an interview with Paula that airs on the weekend, okay?
Yep.
Kyle, do you know what time that interview will air on the weekend? Where they're checking two? Not Sunday at 1 here on WILK, and Saturday at 2. So we did a little backwards. Saturday at 2 and Sunday at 1. But it's good. Oh, it's on all the different stations here owned by Entercom, who owns WILK. But Courtney, your dog isn't just a service dog. I saw the dog, and I got down on my knee. I'm like, oh, hey, I started to pet it. And Paula, like, backhanded me. No! And as soon as she did that, a light bulb went off in my head. And I was like, okay, don't touch the dog. It's a dog that's like a seeing eye dog. And I said that. I think I said it's a blind dog, which is the wrong terminology as well. But you're like, no. And before you tell everyone what your dog does, because I don't think I would, if it was just a seeing eye dog, everyone knows about seeing eye dogs. I'm so fascinated by what your dog does. I want to give everyone a second to think about what this dog could possibly do. Kyle, do you have any guesses as to what this dog may actually do?
Is it a seeing eye dog? And I don't know if they can
hear me. I said seeing eye dog already. It's not a seeing eye dog.
Oh, I was going to say for blind dogs, like mine, you know? Because my dog is blind and he could use someone to help him around.
Oh, he said, okay, so you guys can't hear him, but he said he has a blind dog and would like to have a dog for his dog. That's actually kind of almost...
That's a good idea.
That is actually kind of a really good idea. But no, your dog... Tell everyone what your dog does.
He's a diabetic alert dog, so he can smell my blood sugars.
How is that possible? I think Kyle just yelled in the other room.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
He smells your blood sugars.
Yes.
I was going to ask, like, okay, so is it like, does he smell it or does he like pull a little syringe out and test your blood? He's like this really cool dog. Like,
no, he actually just alerted me in the hallway and my blood sugar was 59. So
that's low. What should blood sugar be?
It should be 80 to 120. That's a normal blood sugar.
80?
To 120.
And you were at 59?
Yes.
And it... Okay, I'm just so... Like, I know dogs are good at smelling. Like, I know most people's dogs can find one piece of bacon in, like, a pile of trash.
Yeah.
How can a dog possibly smell blood sugar? That's fascinating to me. Like, has anyone else ever heard of this stuff? I'm just kind of curious to see... I'm going to ask for text messages on this because I'm kind of curious... If anyone else has ever heard of this before, because I am like blown away by this, or am I the only idiot who's unaware of this stuff? 570-883-0098. I mean, does it matter really how it does it? But the dog can smell your blood sugar.
He was trained in Arizona, uh-huh. So I didn't meet him until he was flown out to be with me. So they trained him by. I had to send them scent samples.
Of your blood?
Of my blood sugars.
Your blood sugar.
I had to suck on cotton balls, freeze them, and send them to them. And they trained him with those.
This is, I feel like I could just walk off into the sunset. This is really one of the cooler things I've ever heard. Like,
mm-hmm.
and it's in a time when I think service animals sometimes get a bad rap because you get, you know, someone who's like, I take my eagle with me on flights.
Yes.
And you're like, why? Oh, because it makes me feel good. And I think that's kind of ridiculous. But what would... So the dog smells your blood sugar's getting low and is like, what does it do? Nudge you or bark at you? Or?
He jumps on me and he'll like lick my face and he won't leave me alone until he sees me check my blood sugar. Because that's when he knows. He works for food. Pretty much.
We all do.
Yeah. if he's right,
yeah.
I give him treats.
That's really cool. And again, if you want to hear the full interview, because I Paula, obviously, she prepared. I just bumped into you guys in the hallway and was fascinated by this, but you are you're going to be promoting it's a Halloween sprint for service dogs 5K and trick-or-treat walk.
Yes.
On October 13th.
Yes.
At Neog Park.
Correct.
And you're raising money for these service dogs for other people?
We are raising money now for Guardian Angels Medical Service Dogs. They are a nonprofit organization as well, and they donate the dogs to veterans and first responders.
That is pretty fascinating stuff. I'm just wondering what else dogs can do. Like, I'm just what is the website if anyone wants to check you guys out? So,
our website is www.sprintforservicedogs.com. Okay. We also have a Facebook page. You can just search for Sprint for Service Dogs, and there is an event page for the Halloween Sprint for Service Dogs if you search that as well on Facebook.
I want to check it out. Like, I don't know how familiar you are with other things they do. Can they, like, and I'm not trying to make light of your situation, I'm just like, are there dogs that can be like, don't eat that, it's got dairy in it? Like, or
allergy
just,
dogs, yes.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Mm-hmm. There's allergy dogs, there's seizure dogs, there's PTSD dogs.
I've heard of seizure dogs. I don't know how seizure dogs work that out either, because that's just crazy. Crazy in like a spectacular kind of way, not like
they
crazy.
Can like sense people's seizures 30 minutes before they happen.
Yeah, and then they'll lay on them to protect them from hitting themselves off of other things, and they're amazing.
So Saturday at 1, Kyle? Saturday at 1, Sunday at 2, or do I have it backward? Saturday at 1, Sunday at 2 here on WILK and heard on all the other Entercom radio stations as well. And did you like talking to Paula?
Yeah, it was
really
fun.
She's nice, isn't she? Yeah.
Super nice,
She takes care of all of us, so I'm glad she had a chance to get your message out there. And what's the dog's name? Or does the dog have a number? Because I don't want to get too close to this dog. to go back to where I started, what is the danger in me petting the dog? Is it just...
He's working, so if people are petting him, it's distracting him from me. So he might miss my blood sugar.
Is that selfish of you?
No, maybe.
No, it's not.
Some people think.
It also teaches him that he can interact with people.
But he's working, guy.
And he's not supposed to do that unless she gives him permission to.
Well, what's the dog's name again?
Finn.
Finn. I don't think I knew that. Finn, you're doing a good job.
Sure.
If I could give you a review, I'd say you deserve a raise. Like bigger beefy treats or whatever it is. Hey, thank you. Again, Jamie Sussman and Courtney, your daughter, service dogs that can smell blood sugar. My mind is blown. Thank you. I appreciate
you
stopping
Thank
by.
You.
I'd say, I still like 5 minutes in this segment, but I got a couple other things I wanted to get to. I mean, feel free to hang out if you would. Do you want to weigh in on the Kavanaugh thing? You probably don't want to do that.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not here, but yeah.
Can I just let you know real quick what Sprint for Service Dogs, we are a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
We are a 501c3, and we, like I said, raise money now to help provide medical service dogs to veterans and first responders. So the Halloween Sprint for Service Dogs is our second annual event. Last year was great. This year is even better. We have so many fun things going on that day. You definitely don't want to miss it. All for kids and dogs alike.
Very cool. Again, that's October 13th. What day is that? A Saturday?
Saturday, yes.
And it's from 9 till noon
in
Neog Park. So we'll get all this information, I'm sure, up on the website.
Awesome.
And thank you. You guys can just, I feel weird doing this, but like you guys can let yourself out.
Thanks.
Go about your day.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. It's WILK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.